This show furnished by Coast Psychological Services.
How well do you understand your own psychology? Are you satisfied with your relationships? Curious about how you became who you are and why you react the way you do? Well, take a seat on the couch with Dr. Liana, a licensed clinical psychologist, and Margaret, a trained psychotherapist, is a show about the psychology and biology of our human existence. Combining psychological research, clinical expertise, and personal life experience, Dr. Liana and Margaret get you thinking about living consciously and making positive changes in your life. Now get ready for a dose of Dr. Radio. It's On the Couch with Dr. Liana and Margaret.
Good evening. On this hour of On the Couch with Dr. Liana and Margaret, we are going to be discussing hypnosis. This may conjure up images of the occult, of religion or mysticism, or perhaps a Hollywood film in which an authoritarian figure is exerting mind control over a hysterical patient by swinging a ticking pendulum back and forth. While it is indeed true that the recorded history of ancient civilizations such as the Egyptians and religious texts such as the Hindu Vedas look very much like hypnosis from a modern perspective, it is important to remember, however, that what we see as mysticism or magic was the scientific establishment of its day with exactly the same purpose as modern science, curing human ills and increasing knowledge. Despite skepticism and its association with mystical and ancient practices, various teachers, scientists, philosophers, and physicians couldn't deny the fact that hypnosis seemed to work and help heal. Over the past 200 years, surgeons and physicians alike have pioneered its use in the medical field. Today, hypnosis is accepted as a valid clinical technique, studied and applied in major universities and hospitals. Hypnosis has become increasingly practical and regarded as a useful tool for easing psychological distress and bringing about profound change in a variety of situations. Advances in neurological science and brain imaging are increasingly showing that accessing a hypnotic state is a universal phenomenon that is an inextricable part of being a human being. You will want to stay tuned because on this hour of On the Couch, we will be debunking myths around hypnosis and helping you understand ways you can use this in your life to overcome struggles. We will be speaking to a certified clinical hypnotherapist who will be doing a live hypnosis demonstration with Margaret over here. At the end of the hour, we will help clarify when and how to use hypnosis, what hypnosis is beneficial for, what it might not be helpful for, and help you determine whether it's appropriate for you or whether traditional psychotherapy is a better option. Margaret, it becomes so fascinating. The more we delve into these ancient traditions that go back since the dawn of man, the more we're just starting to scientifically understand its validity.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's so many of them, including hypnosis now, which even now, in my own mind, sometimes I think of hypnosis, I think, well, that's not really a real thing. But so many things, hypnosis, yoga, even meditation for a long time was considered, well, I mean, for a long time, meaning thousands of years ago, it was known that it was helpful and important and beneficial. But only recently have we started to, in modern times, realize it's actually legitimate. Because for a long time, I mean, we always grew up in California. So I remember people saying, oh, they went to meditate, you know, they might as well be taking a nap. It was really dismissed.
Yes, very dismissed.
And now there's actually, you know, neurological research showing it's good for you and it's good for your brain.
Well, this is what's so fascinating, right? And these ancient civilizations who've been practicing these ancient techniques for thousands of years didn't have science. But somehow they were onto something. And we see these traditions passed along for 2,000 years, and now we have the technology to begin to understand more and more about what's happening, and we're seeing that a lot of these ancient practices have some validity. But over the last couple of shows, you and I have been taking a look at some of those various practices and trying to ascertain which ones truly are helpful.
And it's interesting because it's like, did they have science? Maybe they did, because they came up with these scientifically sound ways of coping with things. But definitely we didn't, and you know, with modern science, we didn't think they were valid because we couldn't prove them with the scientific process, or no one had even done that yet. I mean, obviously they've been something that we could prove is valuable for a long time, but we haven't taken the time to, and we talk about this a lot with like what people choose to study, what we do study, what we don't study, the politics of that. But I think it's something that if research devoted more time to it, we could really learn some stuff about the validity of these types of alternative healing methods.
That's exactly true. And Margaret, you and I both went to school here in America, in California. We received advanced degrees in psychology, and clearly in our prospective universities and training, we've trained at places like UCLA and other known institutions, which very much have an emphasis on science and empirically supported treatments. Today, we're going to be helping our listeners know the difference between things that can be helpful and what isn't helpful. What is hypnosis useful for, and what isn't it useful for?
Yeah, there are a lot of interesting applications, right?
A lot of interesting applications. So, Margaret, do you want to explain to our listeners what a hypnotic state is and how we are accessing the unconscious when we undergo hypnosis?
Well, I'm personally not an expert on hypnosis, so I'm just going to be the guinea pig today and get hypnotized myself. But the way that I understand it is a hypnotic state is a state of trance. And from what I know about it, there are different theories on what that causes. Some people say it's an altered state of consciousness, the same as being on a substance or drugs or hallucinating. Other people say it's just a state of intense focus, and it's the same thing as when you get somewhere and you don't know how you got there, but you drove the whole way. You were just thinking about something else, but then you automatically drove there, and your unconscious was kind of in control of all of your automatic options.
Yes.
Actions. But
yes. So there's some debate about what being in a hypnotic state really means. But what we're understanding about it is that we all sort of throughout our days, throughout our lives, reach these hypnotic states without even being aware. For instance, during meditation, we might be in a hypnotic state. Before we fall asleep at night, we might mm-hmm. be in a hypnotic state. So in hypnosis, we're really not doing anything that we can't naturally do. We're just more purposefully trying to access that state. And the idea behind it is that we have this unconscious, the subconscious part of who we are. And if we can think about the metaphor of a computer that stores just a vast, vast amount of information, and the unconscious remembers everything. The body stores memory, early wounds, early experiences, traumatic events, hurts, early relationship experiences. Some people would even say that what happens when you're in the womb of your mother gets stored in your unconscious, and the emotions and the chemicals that are released when you're in womb. So the idea is that our rational mind or our conscious awareness sometimes interferes with being able to access our subconscious, where things are stored in a much, much more profound and primitive way. So hypnosis helps us tap into that state so that we are able to access things that occur more primitively, thus giving us extra tools or strength to make more significant changes in our behavior, in our rational conscious experiences.
Yeah, and that's really interesting too, because when you think about your unconscious is where you hold most of your beliefs that you're not even aware of, a lot of feelings that you're not aware of, a lot of attitudes that you're not aware of. And to, you know, be able to take your conscious mind that's probably thinking about what you need to do that day and direct that at really understanding what's going on underneath that, that's really, you know, the kind of the true drive, but you know, behind everything you're doing. I had a professor once say, if you want to know what's in your unconscious, look at what you do, because that's what's really driving you.
Absolutely agreed. And here to speak with us more about this in our next segment is Duncan Tooley, a certified clinical hypnotherapist. Stay tuned for that coming up next. You're listening to 790 KABC.
Hiya, this is Joey Reynolds. I'm the host of the late Joey Reynolds Show on KABC in LA. When I was really late night, I wanted to keep people awake. Now I want to put them to sleep, and I'm doing a very good job of it. People would sleep through everything I did, and MyPillow is MyPillow. I have one. I really do use it, and I love it, and you will too. And when you get used to it, you're not going to want to use anybody else's, except if it's MyPillow that they have. Your pillow should be MyPillow. And what you do is you go to MyPillow.com, or you can call this phone number I'm going to give you. Get a 50% National Sleep Awareness Month discount And here's what you do. You call 800-953-4107, 800-953-4107. Be sure to click on the radio listener special. If you go to mypillow.com, you'll get a 50% plus free shipping, awareness month discount, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose, so make the call at 800-953-4107, promo code Reynolds.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
You put the spell on me!
And welcome back to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret. My name is Dr. Leanna Jurgulis, and I'm a licensed clinical psychologist here with Margaret Imhoff, a trained psychotherapist and communications expert. We are talking to you tonight about hypnosis. What is hypnosis? We have so many misconceptions about what it means to be in a hypnotic state. How is this helpful? And how does Western medicine and psychotherapy view hypnosis? To learn more, we are going to be speaking to Duncan Tooley, who is a certified clinical hypnotherapist and hypnosis instructor who has been practicing for the past decade. He specializes in the medical aspects of hypnosis and treats a wide variety of other conditions as well. He's recently written the book, Tooley's End Pain and Feel Great Again. Duncan, welcome to On the Couch.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. I've been looking forward to hearing more about hypnosis and can't wait to see what happens here as you work with Margaret on the show. But first, Duncan, I'd like to start by asking you, tell me a little bit more about what got you into hypnosis. It sounds like you have a background in science and as a science teacher, but that about a decade ago, you began practicing hypnosis.
Well, somehow I got invited to a hypnosis class because the instructor told me it would make me a better artist. And so what I learned was that your mind is running your body. And at that time, I had neuropathy, and I had been on medical disability for 3 years with it.
Wow.
So I started using hypnosis to tell my nerves to grow back and my immune system to leave them alone, and I got better. And I said, wow, that's so amazing, and I changed careers at that time.
It sounds like it really changed your life around in some pretty profound ways. Duncan, a lot of people listening might have some misconceptions about what hypnosis is and what it isn't. Would you mind talking a little bit about what hypnosis is and what it isn't?
Certainly. Well, hypnosis is a very natural state of awareness that we already experience every day. We kind of enter a trance when we daydream or meditate or listen to rhythmic music or when we fall asleep and first wake up. And, of course, if you're an athlete and you've been in the zone or if you've been in love, then you've experienced the same kind of state that hypnosis is. It's very natural and easy. What it's not is it's not anything magical. There is entertainment hypnosis, which is for fun and entertainment, but that's nothing at all like therapeutic or clinical hypnosis, which is what I practice. Mm-hmm. And there's also performance hypnosis. So athletes have used hypnosis for a long time to improve their performance.
Yes. So it happens. And so there's so many different applications, and we'll be talking more throughout the rest of the show on what some of those applications are. So some people have heard perhaps that hypnosis is a way to access sort of this unconscious part of one's mind or brain. And can you tell me a little bit about why that's so important and why that helps people change behaviors?
Well, our subconscious, or what you call the unconscious part of our mind, is where our habits are and where our beliefs are that we pick up early in childhood, and where our automatic reactions, so when we react to something, it gets wired into our subconscious, and that's what we use again the next time that event occurs. And so if a person wants to change a habit or a skill or anything about their body, that's where it is in the subconscious.
Yes, and that's what we spoke about earlier, that hypnosis is excellent for changing habits. You talked about things like smoking or drinking, abuse, nail biting, nervous tics, food preferences, all of these things. You also mentioned that it can be very helpful for skills and for medical issues. So tell me what someone can expect around this. And I know we'll be doing a demonstration shortly, but How do we help someone change their habits, and what is this process like for someone as they make these changes in their lives?
Well, the conscious mind thinks that willpower is the way to do it, but it really resists change. And so we distract the conscious mind so that you can get to the subconscious, which is an easy flow area of your mind where it accepts suggestions much more easily. And so that's what we do in changing. We get to the subconscious where we make suggestions in the client's own words about what they want and how they want their habit to be changed into. That's pretty much the process that we use. So it's a very relaxed state. I call it meditation with a purpose, is kind of one way of looking at hypnosis. You put your mind in a quiet state like hypnosis, and then you give it instructions about what it is that you want to change. I also call it a conversation with your subconscious.
Yes, and for those of you who just tuned in, you're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret, and we are speaking with Duncan Tooley, who is a certified clinical hypnotherapist. Duncan, tell me a little bit more about one of your favorite stories of someone who came in and was really struggling, who underwent hypnosis and made some significant changes in their life.
Well, I have had a client who had stomach pains that had been analyzed by several different doctors to come up with nothing. And when he came in, what we did is we found out through a hypnosis process that's called parts therapy, where we interviewed each part of his personality, if you want, and found out that this stomach pain was the way that he connected with his deceased father, who also had stomach pains, because his father stuffed his anger and upset at his wife, who constantly nagged him. So that's where his father's stomach pains came from.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And again, this is where we see the subconscious holds so much information that we're not rationally aware of.
Right. So he had no idea that's what it was. When this came out, you know, he accepted another way of loving his father. His father used to tell him good night and kiss him every evening. And so now as he goes to bed, that's what he does to express his love for his deceased father. And the pain's gone away.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. And it sounds, Duncan, like you do a lot of hypnosis over medical issues. That's your expertise. We've said that there's a lot of evidence for the use of hypnosis with various medical issues. They're using this in various hospitals. More integrated specialists and physicians use hypnosis as part of a kind of more traditional medical treatment plan. And you've recently written your book, End Pain and Feel Great Again. Tell us a little bit about your book and what you help teach people and how hypnosis can help with pain.
Well, since I've been doing this practice for 11 years, I've helped a lot of people turn off pain. And so I decided I could put all of these experiences, the processes that I used and the experiences with those people, into a book that would help other people who can't get to me locally to use some processes that they can use themselves. So that's the purpose of the book. There's 19 natural do-it-yourself processes in the book, as well as an appendix of other information.
And would you mind giving us a sneak peek as to what some of those processes might be, or one at least?
Certainly. One of them is a 60-second turndown. which is really easy. It takes about a minute. Would you like me to do that one right now for everybody?
Sure.
All right. So if anyone listening has some discomfort someplace in your body, you might call it pain, but let's just call it discomfort for the moment.
Can they be driving right now?
Yes. If you're driving, don't do this.
Okay. That's the disclaimer. Okay. Don't do this while driving, people.
Right. I'm about to suggest you close your eyes. That's not very good while driving.
No.
And the reason we close our eyes to do a process like this or like hypnosis is because that shuts off about 50% of your brain activity so that you can relax and get more easily to your subconscious, because we use a lot of brain power processing visual information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you close your eyes and take a nice deep breath and decide what rating, what intensity that discomfort is at this moment on a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
1 being very minimal and 10 intense, and then assign to that area of your body some shape, any shape, doesn't matter, and give that shape a color. And then change the shape to some other shape and some other color. And do it one more time. Change the shape and color again. Imagine you have a volume control knob that has the digits 0 through 11 around the perimeter of the knob, and you stick that knob right on that shape with the arrow pointing to whatever number intensity you said that this was in the beginning. And then just reach in there and turn it up 1, just for a moment, up 1, and then back down to where you started.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn it down again, 1 more, and then 1 more. And slowly turn it down 1 at a time, waiting until it settles down to that intensity each time. And you can stop at 3 if you want, or go to 2 and stop there if you want, or go to 1 and stop there if you want, or go to 0. And that's all there is to it.
That is wonderful, Duncan. Thank you so much for sharing that with all of us. So many people are struggling with various medical issues and pain. And for more information on how to manage your pain, you can read Duncan's latest book today, Thule's End Pain and Feel Great Again. And don't go anywhere, because when we come back on the couch, we are going to have a live hypnosis demonstration with Margaret over here. You're not going to want to miss that. You're listening to 790 KABC Talk Radio.
Coming up on the next drive home with Juliet Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you if more bombs are flying in Syria.
And the great LT, no, not Lawrence Taylor, Leo Terrell is going to stop by this week.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Mike Hathaway right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. It's the essence of patting your tummy and going, that was good, especially when you eat the mouth-watering fried chicken. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. It is just perfect. The skin, the crust, the spices, the herbs. God, it's good. The chicken inside is so moist. It's wonderful. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. They have their own catering hall. They will come to your house and set everything up. They will feed you so well. This is food you dream about. Doolin's on Crenshaw. And by the way, excellent customer service. The people at the counter are the best. At Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Talk Radio
77790 KABC.
Welcome back to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and Margaret Imhoff is a trained psychotherapist and communications expert. Today, we are taking a look at hypnosis. We want you to know everything you can about hypnosis and how it might be beneficial to you and what you can do to change behaviors and patterns and emotions that might be impacting your life. We're so fortunate today to have Duncan Tooley, who is a certified clinical hypnotherapist and hypnosis instructor who has been practicing for the past decade. And it's a very, very special moment. I've been so excited about this all day. Margaret is going to do a demonstration with Duncan here and go into, hopefully, a hypnotic state. Margaret, are you ready to do this?
I don't know that I'll be ready. I can say that I'm ready, but I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, right. That's about it. So, Duncan, I am going to let you do your thing here with Margaret. We're ready.
Okay, so hi, Margaret. How can I help you today?
Well, Duncan, I've been feeling a little stressed out lately. Basically, I wake up and I have a lot of things I need to do. I make a list and I'm pretty okay with that. But as the day goes on, other things compound the list, new things come up. And then I just, by the end of the day, I'm feeling pretty stressed out and tense and overwhelmed. And by that point, it's actually hard for me to relax and fall asleep. So I think my overall concern is stress management.
Okay. How long has this been going on?
Oh, probably 5 years.
All right. And what have you done in that time to relieve it or solve it?
I've had some glasses of wine. Yeah. And I used to smoke, and I've quit smoking now. So without my wine and cigarettes, it's been a little tough.
Well, that's good. What do you do for fun?
I don't know. I like to go on walks with my dogs. I like to hang out with my friends. I like to read.
What's your dog's name?
Mana and Shadow.
Two of them?
Yes.
Good. All right. Do you have a favorite place in nature that you like to go?
I do.
Could you tell me about it?
Yeah, it's a place called the Oak Grove in Ojai, California.
All right. Just for a moment, close your eyes and imagine you're there and tell me about it.
I'm looking around. There's some beautiful sunlight filtering in through the trees. It's really quiet. There's some rocks and lizards running around.
Oh, that's good.
It's peaceful.
All right. So just imagine now that you've accomplished what you want. That your day is stressful, but you're able to cope, relax, and take everything as it comes. Imagine what that would be like for you.
That would be great.
And while you're imagining that, we're going to do a breathing exercise. I call it the four square method because there's four parts to the breath cycle. An inhale, a hold your breath, an exhale, and a rest between breaths.
Okay.
So let's do that together now. Ready? Mm-hmm. Inhale. Hold your breath. Exhale. Rest. Inhale. Hold your breath. Exhale. Rest. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. Rest, 2, 3, 4. In, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Out, 2, 3, 4. Rest, 2, 3, 4. In, just keep on breathing to the beat of the music, and I'll tell you where to send the oxygen from each breath. send the oxygen from this next breath down to your feet and hand, your feet and toes, and just let those muscles relax and be so loose and limp and relaxed. That's good. Send this next breath to your calves, thighs, and just let those muscles relax and be so comfortable. You're doing just perfect. Send this next breath to your hips and stomach, and just let those muscles relax and be so comfortable. Great. Send this next breath to your fingers and hands, and just let those muscles relax and be comfortable. Loose, limp, so relaxed. This next breath is for your arms, upper arms, lower arms, letting every muscle, tendon, nerve, and cell relax and be so comfortable. You're doing perfect, Margaret. Send this next breath to all the little muscles in your back and let them all be so relaxed and comfortable, like you're getting a glorious back massage. And send this next breath to your shoulders and neck and let them relax like they're being massaged as well. That's good. This next breath is for your face. Your forehead muscle just smooths out. Your eyelids are so comfortably closed, they just don't feel like open. It's almost as if your eyelashes were kissing your cheeks. Your jaw relaxes. Your cheeks. Your chin. Your eyelids are so comfortably closed, they just don't feel like opening. If you were to try to open them, you'd find they just don't feel like opening. And the harder you try, the less they want to open. So you give up trying and go deep down to the center of your being, down to the center of Margaret, the wonderful person that you are. It's so relaxing here. Every beat of your heart relaxes you more and more. Every breath you take sends you five times deeper into relaxation. Every beat of the music, every word I speak, sends you deeper and deeper and deeper, all the way down to a wonderful, relaxing, hypnotic trance. So as you enjoy being there in Oak Grove, with all your senses, seeing the sights, hearing the sounds, feeling the feelings, smelling the aromas, just enjoy it. And as you relax more and more, you enjoy it more and more. It's the perfect time to call upon your higher self, that all-wise, all-knowing part of you that loves you so very much and knows everything about you. Invite your higher self to be present. And let her take whatever form she chooses. And when your higher self is present to you, so that you may have a conversation with her, raise a finger on your right hand to let me know, and Leanna know.
Yes.
That's good. Thank her for being present. You're going to have a conversation with her. You're going to ask her some questions, and after you ask each question, she will give you an answer. and that answer will be the first thought which comes into your mind. Just accept that first thought, whatever it is. Don't edit or reject it. Just accept it, even if you don't understand it. The first question to ask her, is it in my best interest to reduce the stress in my day so that I may sleep better at night? And when you have your answer from her, say it out loud so I may know it too.
Of course.
Good. Thank her for that answer. Then ask her what is the most important thing for you to do in order to achieve that.
Play outside.
So, Margaret, is that something that you're willing to do?
Yeah.
And so ask her how much and when you should do that.
30 minutes after work.
Is that acceptable for you to do that?
Yes.
Good. Then resolve now to do that. And ask your higher self if she can assist you to clear from every cell in your body, every neuron in your mind and in your system, anything which is causing stress and which would prevent you from carrying out your resolution. Ask her if she can do that.
Sure.
Ask her to do it now. Take however long it takes to clear this out of every cell of your body and let you know when she's done. And then you let me know that too.
All right, I'm feeling good.
And she just looks so incredibly relaxed. I'm watching her right now, Duncan, and Margaret just seems so relaxed. And frankly, I'm relaxed, and everyone else in the room's relaxed too. We got the sound engineer, we got the producer here, and we're all feeling very, very calm. And that was just so helpful to see. That was Duncan Tooley, everybody, a certified clinical hypnotherapist and author of the book Tooley's End Pain and Feel Great Again. For more information about Duncan's hypnotherapy services, you can go to his website at duncantooleyhypnosis.com. Thank you so much for your time again today, Duncan. We appreciate you being here.
It was a pleasure.
We'll speak to you
thanks,
next
Duncan.
Time. Take care. You've been listening to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret. Stay tuned, 790 KABC.
Jose, I still can't figure out why you want to be one of them smell good plumbers.
Honestly, Uncle Baba, the better question is, why wouldn't I? They drive new, fully stocked trucks with everything and a toilet, too. They wear fresh, clean, company-supplied uniforms. They have a price book with every job to eliminate guesswork. They don't have to drive far from home to get to the nearest service center. They work for a family-owned business with a family-oriented culture. They know everyone on their team is background checked and drug tested, and they get to help people by unstopping drains for $99.
Gee, maybe I'll put in an application, too.
I don't think that's a good fit, Uncle Baba. But they are looking to add to their Smell Good team. So, if any one of you listening wants to apply like I did, please do.
This is Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumber will show up on time and smell good, or your house call is free.
Become a Smell Good plumber today. Apply online or call 1-800-446-MIKE for more information. Contractor license number 399-178.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Wake up! Wake up! with Doug McIntyre in the morning.
I have to talk about how this one over here, Leanne Tweeden, is getting me in trouble with Jesus.
What am I doing?
You are bringing in every day a tub of glutinous, sugary, delectable joy. It's cookies one day, it's brownies the next, and today it's what?
Peanut butter fudge.
Okay, now here's the thing. It's Lent, and I gave up peanut butter for Lent.
Oh, no.
So I'm in trouble with Jesus now. Thank you. I hope you're happy.
Nobody said you had to eat them.
The devil did.
McIntyre in the morning. Now with Leanne Tweeden News. 5 to 10 on KABC.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Welcome back to On the Couch with Dr. Leanna and Margaret. For those of you who just tuned in, Margaret was just hypnotized on the air by our friend Duncan Tooley, who's a certified clinical hypnotherapist. We've been talking to you all evening about hypnosis, what it is and what it isn't. So first, Margaret, I want to like address you because you look so relaxed, and we were all relaxed in that studio. So what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm reporting back from the other side.
No, you're back from the other side.
No, it was really, really relaxing, and I felt relaxed, and it was an interesting experience because it was like I was still conscious, like I still was aware of where I was and what was going on and who I was, but I really did feel like I was transported to that place at the same time. It was kind of like I was in two places at once.
Yes.
It was really interesting. And it was really soothing. And I really felt like I did get to those deeper issues. It wasn't just for show. I really, you know, I really did find it beneficial.
You seemed like you did. And when he asked you to kind of connect with a piece of sort of wisdom or an answer, it seems like you were able to do that pretty easily.
Yeah, I do some little hypnosis things when I go to sleep at night sometimes when I can't sleep, just YouTube videos, nothing like this. This was a totally different experience, having it be personalized and having someone walk you through. But yeah, if anyone's wondering, my higher self was actually, today was when I imagined that it was the child version of me. So it was like 10-year-old Margaret.
I love that, right? Yeah. Just a very innocent part of yourself, and a part of yourself that's just like so connected to before we get older and we kind of change to these cultural standards or norms.
I think
something.
It was that part of me that still had perspective on adult life.
Yeah.
Where it could still kind of look at it and think, oh, you know, you still need to enjoy yourself. You still need to engage with the world around you. It's not all about your bills and your stress and your driving and your car insurance and your how much money you make and how much time you have. I think it was a time when I still had perspective on probably adult life.
That makes sense. And that's what's so amazing, the innocence about childhood. So I love that that was your experience. And I think it's also important to take note that that was done over 10 minutes. So a full hypnosis session would be more comprehensive than that, mm-hmm. and would be longer than that. And you would go to a deeper place because it's not so easy to be hypnotized when you are doing a radio show.
Yeah, but to get to that sort of space, to be in a room, you know, with other people sitting in a chair, other people looking at you, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I can only imagine what the real thing must be.
Right, and doing that over the course of an hour. And I think it's important for the audience to know that you can't really go into this deep hypnotic state if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So some people actually do better being hypnotized than other people. Some people who are more protective kind of their space, of their emotions, people who are more skeptical, won't go into that state. You have to give yourself permission to really, really relax. And some studies suggest that you have to be somewhat easily suggestible. In other words, be pretty flexible in your thinking and open-minded and willing to go to that space. The movies that we see, you know, from the 1940s and 50s of, you know, someone just staring at a stop, watch.
Or,
you know, and then all of a sudden going into this trance is completely false. We can't do that.
And if somebody, let's say your hypnotherapist, tried to take advantage or suggest something that was really awful, you wouldn't allow that to happen. Our psyches are stronger than that. So I want to dispel that misconception that we get so out of it that we don't have any sense of our rational awareness. That's not how it works.
Yeah, if something uncomfortable had happened, if something, you know, happened in the building or the room, I wouldn't be scared that I wasn't going to, you know, open my eyes and attend to that.
That's exactly right. But it's just the power of suggestion.
Again, wouldn't do it while driving, but...
Yes, yeah. Yes. And of course, with a you know, a credible, reputable, licensed... hypnotherapist, it's unlikely that they're going to have you do anything that you wouldn't be okay
with. You're going to be in a safe space.
That's exactly right. So making sense out of all of this, right? We talked about evidence-based therapies over the last few of our shows, really beginning to understand what is effective, what is helpful for people in terms of making changes and growing and healing. And I think it's important to talk a little bit about the difference between psychotherapy and hypnosis.
Yeah, that was a lot different than a psychotherapy session, I can tell you that. In some ways, it was nice because it was so to the point. Okay, you're stressed out, we'll go to this place, get to the root cause of it. What's going on? If you could really connect with yourself, how would you view this and what would you do about it and what's the solution? I wonder, though, how would you deal with that more in a psychotherapeutic setting? From your perspective?
So that's a great question, because I think there's so much information out there about what's helpful. If you type in something like substance abuse, you know, do I see a psychologist? Do I go to a rehab? Do I do hypnosis? If I bite my nails and I can't stop, who do I work with? What's effective? If I have medical pain, do I listen to what my doctor says, or do I see a hypnotherapist? So It's very important that people make informed decisions. And here's how I describe it to people, because a lot of times I work with clients who might say, you know, doctor, do you think that hypnotherapy would be helpful for me? And I say, it depends. So we do have research that supports that hypnosis can be effective for various issues and various concerns. The American Medical Association doesn't take a strong stance on it in either way. The American Psychological Association has a variable research, and they have done some studies, and there are some studies that suggest that hypnotherapy can be effective for various things, such as weight loss or smoking cessation or anxiety management.
Really
for
behavior
sleep.
Things, it seems like.
Behavioral things. And so I think that hypnosis and hypnotherapy is a wonderful tool that goes along very well with more traditional psychotherapy and also traditional medical guidance from a physician. There are some things that people can do in terms of just hypnotherapy without seeking therapy. So if you know yourself fairly well and you're feeling good and your life is pretty much where you want it to be, and there's some very specific behaviors that you're trying to change, right? Around eating or around smoking or around biting your nails or pulling your hair or, you know, picking your skin, things like that. I think that hypnosis alone can be quite effective. Same thing with building skills. If you're trying to build skills as an athlete, or you're trying to learn to procrastinate less, or you're trying to get more organized, it can also be quite helpful. And I think that where we see a lot of evidence is in regards to medical issues. So there's been a lot of studies to suggest that hypnosis, in addition to medical treatment, can be great. We also see that hypnosis might be helpful around insecurity, around self-worth, self-esteem, some of these things. But here's where I want to say that I think traditional psychotherapy can be quite helpful. So if somebody is struggling with a significant emotional struggle, if you're struggling with depression or an anxiety disorder or panic disorders, or if you're in a lot of emotional pain or you're engaging in behaviors that you don't fully understand, or you're really unhappy with your life and you're not sure why, meeting with a therapist or a psychologist can really, really help you begin to uncover all of that. to do some digging and some exploration to help you understand where some of these struggles come from and build a conceptualization so that you can understand your own psychology better. I would say that's the most important sort of first phase of therapy. Once you do that, therapeutic interventions become really important. But I do think that we need to understand ourselves. So if you don't feel like you really understand what's happening, that's a great time to seek therapy. Once you get that understanding, a therapist or a psychologist may suggest hypnosis as an adjunct to more of these traditional psychotherapeutic interventions to help you get sort of extra tools or an extra kind of push toward making your goals a reality.
Yeah, it could really help you work on those goals, or it could give you good immediate relief. Like, let's say I had panic disorder or a severe anxiety disorder, and I'm going into therapy because I feel so stressed out all the time. I'm having panic attacks. It's really tough. That's obviously a deeper thing that I need to work on, probably connected to a lot of other things. But it would be nice probably to do an exercise like that and learn to at least in the immediate, you know, a now time, get some relief for my anxiety at some points in time.
I think that's exactly right. And when people are in chronic pain as well, hypnotherapy as well as traditional medicine can be helpful. And perhaps understanding how pain and how pain-related behaviors and fears might influence your life or get in the way in your life, that's where a therapist might be helpful. There's also the option of self-hypnosis. So there are a number of different books on self-hypnosis. There are a number of different types of guided meditations on various apps that can help you learn to do this with yourself around specific behaviors that you're trying to change. We thank you for listening to us today. We are here with you every Friday night at midnight talking about psychology, helping you understand your own psychology so you can live more happy and fulfilling lives. To join our online community, please visit us at facebook.com/onthecouchnow. And for information about therapeutic services, you can go to my website at coastpsychologicalservices.com. We'll talk to you next week. Stay tuned.
This show furnished by Coast Psychological Services.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. I mean licking your plate clean, licking your fingers off. It's Doolin's on Crenshaw. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker. This is exquisite. This is Southern cooking at its very best. Southern cooking is the essence of home cooking. It's the essence of comfort food. It's the essence of patting your tummy and going, that was good, especially when you eat the mouth-watering fried chicken. Their fried chicken is something to dream about. It is just perfect. The skin, the crust, the spices, the herbs. God, it's good. The chicken inside is so moist. It's wonderful. Try the oxtails, the short ribs, the macaroni and cheese. It's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. They have their own catering hall. They will come to your house and set everything up. They will feed you so well. This is food you dream about. Doolin's on Crenshaw. And by the way, excellent customer service. The people at the counter are the best. At Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest.